It's live.
You're a 30-year-old woman. You need to grow up.
It's local.
I like cookies.
That's a really grown-up response.
And it's a little bit loose.
I'm rash-free. So, I believe is Ellie, although I wouldn't know if she was.
Yeah, I'm rash-free.
Get ready for anything to happen, Sunny Coast. The Ellie and Bex Podcast.
Hello, podcasters. Podcast.
I wonder if everyone else is as cranky about Halloween as I am. I just
honestly
don't get into this manufactured crap
on the show today. It's not.
Yeah, but you put it in the rundown, and it is manufactured. It started out as some sort of Viking thing, and now it's kids running around yelling at people to give them chocolates, otherwise they'll egg their house.
Do you hate kids being excited for Santa to come?
No.
Or to find the Easter bunny?
No, because those are positive traditions, aren't they?
Yeah,
they bring
right.
families
Halloween's
together.
Halloween's just mean, isn't it?
Well, they bring families together. Halloween. If someone doesn't give you a treat, you egg their house.
Taking kids around, meeting the neighbours,
yeah,
community vibes. You should see my street in Perth is like the street for Halloween. We get, I kid you not, 600 kids through. It's like everyone comes from all over Perth to go to that street.
And my folks are loaded and your mum's just there handing out $50 bills.
No, she has to hand out
there
icy
you go,
bowls.
Son. There's a pineapple.
No, she's on icy pole duty. I've had to do it so many years.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm bored.
Okay. Oh, good. Well, if you're bored, I hope the listeners have. All right, we're getting to today's show. Enjoy and happy Halloween.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
I just want to run you by something that stopped me in my tracks yesterday. Driving to go see a sunset at Alex.
Sorry, it wasn't when our bus broke down.
Oh, yeah. Someone sent me a picture.
Oh, yeah. It's like vehicle under tow. There's a couple of buses. We're lucky enough with the great support of our company to have our noggins on the side. You might have seen them driving around. And ours is busted and it was under tow. And it's got one of those, like, thank God it didn't have a wide load thing on the back of it.
You know what I mean? That would have been great.
Could have been
How did you feel? Because I put up a picture of that and I tagged you in it and I said, finally, I'm not the only one carrying this show.
Honestly?
No, dead silence from you.
No. Yeah, well, because it's just predictable. to be honest, I expected a little bit of, for me, I was like, oh, the poor bus company. You know what I mean? Like, there goes more maintenance. But then I was like, oh, good for local bus mechanics.
Yeah, exactly. There
What were you going to talk about?
No, so I was driving towards Alex from Maroochydore the other day.
Uh-huh.
And somehow, somebody at the intersection of like Maroochy Boulevard and almost Plaza Parade, someone has put a trolley, a shopping trolley.
Oh, the upside down one?
On top of a traffic light.
How?
Upside down, and it's just balanced
because
there.
Because those shopping trolleys are made out of gal.
Right. It is quite a feat. Like, there's one thing. Being a vandal is one thing, right? But
that's art in some other parts of the world.
Actual talent. I'm not sure if it's still there. I want to try and go down and take a photo of it. So
you don't
want
to stuff it up, though. If it falls over, it's going into traffic.
Yeah, 100%. And also, like, what time of day did they put that up to avoid the traffic?
Do
people drive past while it was
maybe happening? That's what happened, is that they've seen our heads on the back of that bus, throwing the trolley at the bus. It's bounced off the bus and ended up on top of the traffic.
And that's how the bus needed to be towed.
The what the hey? The how, huh?
Who's trolleyed now, am I right?
Who's carrying the show now, am I right?
Okay. Anyway, check it out.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
And hey, I know we've been talking about this for a while, but we had to postpone it.
Yeah, we did.
Because stupid weather got in the way.
I'm just starting to have a look at the long-range forecast, which, of course, you should do because you
are
the weather person
in the pocket of the bomb.
And this is your idea. Mm. At this stage, partly cloudy, high 24, perfect on the 12th, am I right?
We'll take that.
CFM's Build a Boat Regatta.
Just build a boat. Build a boat. To win a boat. Build a boat. You'll be sweet just as long as you can float.
Thanks to North Coast Boating. Live your dream. Just add water.
Yeah, the Build a Boat Regatta. Basically, you just have to build the boat out of anything that floats.
Yep.
If you're first across the line on the day down at Golden Beach, then you win a Mercury boating package.
Shout out to the boys at Sharpie's Barbershop in Bedina, who I saw again. Norwoodo, the boss, he was keen to build a boat, but I still haven't seen the entry, boys.
Better register.
Same
now.
Goes for QEBS.
Yep.
Just quietly. You can have up to 5 people in your team.
Exactly.
First prize is a brand new Mercury boating package. Second prize and most creative, $500 cash apiece.
Exactly. 919cfm.com.au is where you go to register, and that's what you've done. Hello, Captain Jackson.
Captain Jack.
Please tell me your last name is Sparrow.
Yeah.
Please.
I can get it legally changed to that if you require that for an entry.
That would be great. You've got a couple of weeks left, surely that's enough time.
Ellie's very excited because we forgot to check the entries for a couple of days, and then your name and a couple of others popped up, and all of a sudden November 12 is looking quite competitive. What can you tell us about your vessel?
The vessel is going to be interesting. So I'm in a rock band, and we're going to use pretty much everything we can musical to incorporate into this grotesque structure.
So what, you're going to be making a boat out of, like, electric guitars and stuff?
Yeah, all of the above. We'll figure it out. There'll be drums somewhere and whatever.
Yeah, seal those drums, baby, and there's your flotation. Yeah. What are we going to call it? Like the SS Headbang?
The boat that rocks, surely.
The SS Headbang's pretty good.
That's amazing, Jacko. What's your band's name?
Winchester Revival.
Winchester? Great name. That is a good band name. Solid.
Yeah, very, very good stuff.
So who's on your team? How many people are you?
Well, obviously there's a lead singer.
We're four feet. But there's a drummer in the band, so really we're only a three feet. They're actually going to be doing anything. So.
That is harsh. Obviously, you're the front man, just up the front curling your hair.
Yeah.
All right, so that it's the 12th. That's the date. You've got to get your boat down to North Coast Boating where the scrutineering will be happening to make sure that it fits the rules, right? No motors or nothing like that. And then you're essentially, as a band, you're going to race for a Mercury boating package, inflatable, the outboard, everything.
Wicked.
Yes.
I'm keen on it.
And then even if you don't come first, you can win cash prizes for second and third. So that can go towards, like, I don't know, the back of house booze at your gigs. No, I don't know what you spend money on in the band.
After a gig.
We need everything we can get. We're musos. We're all broke.
yeah, it'll be the local cashies. That's where they end up. Don't worry about that. Thank you, Jacko. Godspeed. And we'll see you on the water.
Wicked. See you there.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9.
Chaney, time to outrage you. Yesterday, caught up with some of my wife's friends, my friends as well, but that's how I know them. And this lady can put on a feed like nobody's business. And I say that as the son of a Lebanese woman, so I know what a good feed. I know what overfeeding looks like.
High praise, yep.
We got to their house, went for a swim, kids are beautiful, everyone's getting along, everyone's having a great time. All sorts of things from, like, the most amazing platters to, you know, vegetable bakes to you name it. Just for a hello, how are you going? This wasn't a scheduled lunch or dinner or anything.
Any chicken twisties in a bowl?
We're classy people.
Not cheesels in a bowl?
This isn't a two-year-old jamboree.
Burger rings in a bowl.
Okay.
You said you were going to outrage me in these few minutes, and you already have.
Well, if you stop interrupting.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get to my point.
Hit me.
At one point then, when she was bringing out just these copious amounts of food, something came out that I had to tell you about. It was a platter, silver platter, fancy-looking platter. I looked at it. All that was on the platter was Rocket.
Oh, gosh.
Undressed. Now, undressed.
Undressed?
Just Rocket like that. So I'm sitting there. Just let me tell you this.
Okay.
I'm sitting there going, so everyone started eating. Everyone started, having themselves some cheese and some, cold cuts or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going, okay, I guess we just grab a handful of Rocket and put it on the thing. And then she gave me this weird look and she's like, come inside. You're supposed to cut the meat. It was for lamb. It was a bed
that the lamb sat on.
But here am I, idiot. I grabbed a handful of Rocket for my plate like some sort of, I have zero culture.
Why ruin the lamb with that stupid gutter-dwelling leaf?
For those that don't know, Ellie has a morbid hatred of Rocket, that peppery lettuce.
It tastes like you have put your hand in a bit of soil and then you've put the soil up to your mouth and swallowed it.
What's your price?
Happened to me.
To eat the Rocket platter.
Literally, I was in Sydney over the weekend, went out for breakfast, ordered the eggs and avo on toast.
Uh-huh.
It comes out with eggs, avo, and so much Rocket intertwined in with it all. And I was like, that was not on the menu.
Looks like Boris Johnson's hair. You know, when they go too far on the Rocket?
Honestly, if I wanted to eat soil, I would eat it. But I don't, so I don't. Okay?
Well, that's emphatic.
You know me. That's what I do.
Relax, relax, relax. Breathe in, breathe out, and we're done.
No, I'm still not.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
And in case you haven't heard, we're doing it again.
November 18, we'll walk 30Ks so they have a future. CFM's Kicks for Kids with Inclusive Kids. Donate at 919cfm.com.au.
We're very passionate about this, and a lot of people use that P word, they throw it around. But 10,000 Sunny Coast kids plus It's just the ones we know about. Live below the poverty line. That means the difference between keeping the lights on or keeping food in the fridge. That means exploitation. All the worst things you can think of right now are happening to kids. Easy way to stop it. This great man and I had a coffee 3 years ago now. Yep. Paul Morton, welcome.
Thank you, guys. Always nice to be here. Thank you.
It's always nice to have. We just feel happier and calmer when you're around.
He's got a beard now, a lumberjacky kind of beard.
I'm getting ready for holidays, you know.
Kind of fusing attraction.
All winter,
to
one of the two. Winter will come eventually.
That's it. He's going to hibernate regardless. I remember, I mean, there's been a lot of people on our team and your team and a lot of generous people from the Sunshine Coast that have made this a six-figure project over time.
Absolutely.
But I remember having that coffee and the simple question was, what's something simple and tangible? Because people, you know, throw money at other projects and that's not how it happens at CFM. I think with our audience, they need to see what's something real I can do to help these kids. And you said pair of shoes. Why a pair of shoes?
It goes back to the story I guess I told you at the time is we're working with we'd got an application in Inclusive Kids from a family through a support worker who needed some support. And they'd come from a fairly horrific, an incredibly horrific violent situation. So they'd escaped, got to the coast. Kids go to school and the little girl comes home and says, I'm not going back. And so through time, they worked through this process of why you're not going to school. And it came down to this little girl didn't want to go to school because she didn't have the same shoes as everybody else.
Or she didn't have any at all, or they're hand-me-downs or whatever else. Because we know kids, Cheney, they pick out. What's missing straight away, that's right. And that's what you get bullied for. And the reality is these kids, as if the home life's not bad enough, they're not coming back to school, which is disengaging them from the community straight away.
Yeah,
it's tough stuff, isn't it?
Exactly, and that's what we're aiming to do. $25 will get you a decent pair of shoes these days, and that's all we're asking from you, the people of the Sunny Coast.
We're not hanging Swarovski crystals from the roof. We're not building a brand-new indoor amphitheatre. We are putting shoes on little kids. So they can go to school, and so they can play sports, so they can get into trade.
Exactly. It might seem like such a small thing, but realistically, you know, it's one of many challenges that these kids are faced with. And if we can help in any way we can, then why not, you know?
So, Paul, we've set the prices, set the tone this year. What happens for the new people to the coast, new businesses to the coast? We go 12 hours live because we are live and local at CFM. So from 6 a.m, Taz and Jules will set off from Caloundra, from Happy Valley, all right? They'll move through. If they're like Barrett a couple of years ago, just can't we? Remember when we got to midday and those guys were still in Wirtulla?
Oh, yeah, we had to walk so much further.
Then we take over halfway and hopefully we make the end in Majimba by 6 o'clock. Now, Cheney, $2,500 will buy you an hour. That's walking with us. No one else gets to walk with us. For the hour, the whole hour is about you and your business.
Yeah, you'll be on air. You can plug what you want to plug, but more importantly, you'll be doing something so special.
Want to say a big thank you to Chili Bins, already on board, Big Neil and his team. Want to say a big thank you to Tyler's Trade Centre. They bought the Hitline Hour, that hour that they sponsored. I want to say a big thank you to Amaze World, to Matera Development. All of these people are on board straight away. The question is now, Sunny Coast, I know it's not a fantastic time for everyone, but for some people, been making a lot of good coin for a long time. How much are you prepared to donate? How many pairs of shoes?
Yeah, and we were speaking about this last hour and we've had a call already from Joshua in Burnside. Hey, Josh.
It's Josh's mum, Philippa.
Josh's mum.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right.
Pip, why don't you tell us exactly what Josh's plan is?
So Josh has just started his own juice business. He is only 10, but he sells juices every week. And they're cold pressed juices because he's into health and fitness. And so he would like to donate like one pair of shoes at $25.
Yeah.
And then I would like to match that. But we've always spoken about when you get a job that part of that goes in one of the bins to charity. And so we would like to, on an ongoing basis, Josh wants to put some of his earnings towards how to support the kids.
Give his business a quick plug because this is what this ultimately this is people helping people for young Josh. Give his business a quick plug.
Yeah, it's really like for us we didn't really like he's fine like don't mention it it's okay but he just wants to make sure that he finds out how he can help another kid have shoes.
Oh, wow.
What a legend.
You
there you go.
That's a very good kid by the sounds of it. Well done.
I'm crying. That's what a 10-year-old's doing, Paul. Pretty inspirational stuff.
That's incredible. I mean, and that's the Sunshine Coast all over, isn't it?
And that's a kid who sees other kids his own age to have that maturity. It's amazing. Yeah. Mm. Get involved, 919cfm.com.au. Or if you are ready to go, you've had that conversation, give us a call. We need every dollar.
Yeah. Paul Morton, thank you so much for coming in.
Great to see you guys as always. And
Beard
thank you, Sunshine
Lothario,
Coast.
Are you?
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Question. That I wasn't sure about putting on the
you
show
said
today.
It was stink. No one will call for it. And I said, look, let's just do a lap of the joint and see if anyone's got an answer for it. Because I was thinking on the weekend, as it comes into summer, if you're new on the coast, if you're new to warmer climates, one of the most wonderful experiences, I feel, is a Saturday or a Sunday arvo nap.
Mm.
There's a bit of warmth, and here's the perfect thing. On top of the cotton doona. Right, so on top. No, you haven't gone under the sheets.
Oh, you haven't got the doona on.
Because once you commit to being inside the sheets and whatever else, you're sleeping. Napping's not sleeping.
Oh, okay.
This is my fantasy, not yours.
Okay. Hey, no judgment.
I'm on top of the doona. The window is slightly open, and maybe someone's mowing in the distance or something. Just the sounds of the weekend, you know.
Yeah.
And the fan is on. And I tell you what, if there's that, and my room is sort of slightly dimmed, almost dark. Bang.
You're
give me
out
two
like a light.
2 hours of gorgeousness.
It's true. There's not much better than lying down on a weekend knowing you've got nowhere to be and so you're saying, look, if I fall asleep, it's fine.
I ask you this question.
Mm.
Describe your ultimate nap.
Well, do you know what? I have a nap technique, to be honest. If I know that I've only got a short amount of time to nap, around 20, 23 minutes, which is apparently what the books say is the perfect nap length.
This doesn't help the narrative.
I put on an episode of Schitt's Creek because that has a really loud ending credits.
Oh, and that'll wake you up.
And so I put that on in the background. Okay. I sleep at the end of the 23 minutes. Boom.
But again, the question isn't what's your methodology. The question is, but the question is location, okay, ambiance, et cetera, et cetera. What's your ultimate?
All right, well, let's see what the office had to say.
Smitty, your mad unit.
Speak to me.
Describe your perfect nap.
At least 2 hours.
Oh, interesting, yes.
On the couch so
easier to wake up. Location, I like that, yes.
Just so it's easier to wake up.
What, hang on, how does that work? Where's somewhere where it's hard to wake up?
Like in your bed.
Then you're
just so comfy.
You've got to be a little bit uncomfortable.
What else?
Yeah, it's just easy to wake up.
It's got to be somewhere where you can't stay. Yeah, I like that.
Actually, quite bright.
I agree. Need a bit of brightness.
This is her moment.
Okay. Again, easier to wake back up. That's it.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good, I like that.
That's the nap.
Can I move to your boss here?
I don't nap.
You don't nap. You don't nap.
Ask Mitch. Nap? Mitch naps all the time.
That's the partner. Oh, there we go. So I don't nap, but my husband just.
Now let me guess, you're busy providing for the family.
Yeah, just. She just basically went, I don't nap. My husband's a lazy ass. I'll see you later. Mike, you've retired 14 times from this joint. Mm-hmm. You must like a good nap. What constitutes a great nap?
Any nap, really, is a good nap.
It's like pizza, isn't it? There's no such thing as a bad thing.
Exactly.
All right, Bishes.
My perfect nap. My perfect nap is. So it starts with how the day is. So you go to the beach, you get sunburnt, you come home, you have a nice cold shower, and then you lay on your bed and you fall asleep.
And aircon, and
the fan on nice
fan
and high.
Yeah. Bit of breeze. And then wake up, stumble in, and remember or forget that you had like half a burger that's still in the fridge.
Yeah.
Stace, anything to offer here? You're a mum, so you've got a nap when you can.
Without child interruption.
Yeah. That's all it takes.
Perfect.
She just said that in a sexy voice too. Without child.
Sexy girl.
Morgan on 545-11919. Tell us, describe your perfect nap.
Well, I actually don't nap very much, but my ideal nap would be, especially on holiday, and it's got to be like in a hammock, or we recently went for woodland camping, and it's rooftop tent, perfect coastal breeze. I reckon like an hour is enough. I think too much and you feel guilty.
Then you're sleeping.
Yeah.
It's not a nap.
It's not a nap anymore. It's just going to bed.
I used to do breakfast radio and I would get home every day and nap for 3 hours a day.
To try and get you on
the
phone.
That's not a nap.
Oh, I know, that's a full-blown
sleep.
But
I like the fact that yours is off the grid. You're not the first person to tell me that today. I just don't want to be pestered and I don't want to worry about work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Love that. All right, great. Beautiful. Thank you, Morgan. Let's go to Angie in Burnside. Angie, you keen to describe your perfect nap to us?
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm pretty good at these. I do them most weekends.
Yes, girl.
The way our house is, we get the morning sun in the bedroom, so it's got to be an afternoon nap.
Yes.
Of course.
And we've
blinds because the sun hits it in the morning, so it makes it nice and dark when I close the curtains and the blinds.
Uh-huh.
And with summer, you have to have the aircon on.
Yes,
of course. Because it gets too hot, so nice dark room, aircon, and then you've got to get under the covers. And
oh, you're an under the cover one.
Oh, I'm a good sleeper. I lock the kids out, the dogs out, everything, and I'm like, yeah, I'm having a nap.
You just lock the door. I love it.
Oh, well, the kids aren't happy about
maybe.
You napping.
Sorry.
She
sorry,
does it every
child.
Day.
Sorry. What's the child's name? Sorry.
Lachlan.
Lachlan, if you're more fun to hang out with, Mum wouldn't lock the door, okay? Maybe bring Mum some treats, just saying.
Yeah, bring Mummy treats.
Yeah, wine after midday, chocolate before. So happy days. Lovely.
Good on you, Angie.
Good to see you as passionate about napping as I am. I was worried there for a second that I was going to get a reputation out of this, Chaney. Andy's in Sippy Downs. Andy, mate, tell us, describe your perfect nap.
Now that I'm part of the Dad Bod squad, it's changed. So it's a Saturday afternoon after a boxing session with the boys with Jet, after they damn near killed me, and just literally a shower and passing out on my bed.
Is this Andy who woke up his son at 5 a.m. to take him to the boxing class?
I certainly did.
Oh,
he's like,
Andy,
get out of bed. We are going to throw some leather at the gym.
Well,
that.
You deserve your nap then. If you've worked for it, you deserve that nap.
Yeah, I tell you
my
what.
My friend, well done.
Might start getting
it's a good one.
Might start getting the wives of the squad to send in some photos of the boys
the
passed
nap.
Out. See what's happening. Cheers, Andy.
See you guys.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9. See you
Hey, happy Halloween. The spookiest day of the year, bro.
He's not. Don't
kids
care.
Kids overjoyed roaming the streets
no, they're
in
not.
Costumes.
They're not.
Looking scary.
It's an American beat up, okay? Kids on Australian streets should be doing whatever they want, for starters. But when I think of Australian streets of an evening, I think of playing cricket in the cul-de-sac, six and out, maybe starting your own lemonade stand. Who knows? This sort of stuff gets me so fired up.
I know.
It is, and I don't mean to say it's un-Australian because that can so often be confused with racism.
Exactly.
Which it is not. For
it's
me,
embrace the American culture.
I think
bro.
It's no. Well, I think it's. Well, there are a lot of parts of the American culture I don't agree with. Gun control or lack thereof. Donald Trump.
Yeah, but kids,
et cetera, et cetera.
Having a bit of
I'm
fun.
Sorry.
Dressing up.
I am a grumpy old man, and I stand by it. Halloween can get stuffed. If you come to my house today looking for chocolates, I'm not going to shoo you away or tell you to go get nicked. We're going to go out the front and I'm going to show you a special grip that you use for a wrong'un.
And
we're going to bowl that until you can predictably land it on, you know, on a nice little piece of A4 paper.
Why are you torturing the children?
Will help. Well, if you can bowl a good wrong'un, you can get pick wickets up in park cricket. Tell you what, nobody's business.
You are 185 years old.
I'll teach you how to do all your knots, your fishing knots, out the front.
Oh, my God.
Keith, let's do that.
Are you living in 1965?
I don't even eat chocolate at the moment.
Bro, you are 185 years old.
Surely there are people out there that agree with me. You know, when you get older, you do get cranky about random stuff, but I don't think this is just me being a cranky old man. Just triggers me. I just think... Halloween, and next thing you know, we've called all our cars SUVs, and
I feel like I just need to bring his microphone down because A, I can't get a word in, and B, he's just overdoing the grumpy old man thing. For a 42-year-old, like, it's concerning how grumpy you are. What are you going to be like when you're 85?
There we go. And another thing, those SUVs, they can get stuffed as well.
I'm so concerned.
But I'm telling you this, all right, as upset as I am, it is a thing being a grumpy old man because 20 years ago I wouldn't give it a
stuff. I was going to say, did you care about Halloween in your 20s?
20 years ago I would have been right now looking at what I was going to do next weekend. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you'd be looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, all right. Well, what we want you to do right now is I think that you're kind of alone. I think you're the only grumpy old man out there who's only 42 years old.
Are you a grumpy old man and what are you grumpy about? It doesn't have to be Halloween. It can be. If you want to agree with me, that's fine. But is there something that you just look at and you go, whoa.
And it's only since you've gotten older, you know, maybe 20 years ago, you wouldn't have batted an eyelid at these
things. There's a bloke who goes down my street. He's got an Audi, right? And he's had it tuned to the max. He lives with his mum still, I'm pretty sure. And he has to put it in race mode and fang it around in my corner Seriously, fair dinkum.
Honestly, I'm glad I'm really glad there's only 34 more minutes of this show left because I feel like we could have 10 segments
I've got a nap. I've got a nap before then.
Honestly, here's me being like, oh, we should talk about Halloween today because, like, literally right now, there'll be kids all across the coast going trick or treating.
It's actually.
And, you know, out
there. It's really disappointing, to be honest.
Their best lives, and you just want to be nothing but a grumpy old man about it.
No, I love seeing kids in the street, you know, playing cricket, lemonade stands, patty caking, hopscotch, who knows?
Patty cake. Honestly, are you describing like a 1950s orphanage right now?
Yes. but I don't like seeing.
Lisa, can I have some more?
Yes, okay, Oliver. more? You want more? Should we do the whole scene?
No.
Anyhow, I just. Halloween just sits in that bucket with calling every car an SUV and.
We get it.
All that sort of crap.
We get it. And so we're calling on the other grumpy people of the Sunny Coast to get involved.
545-11919.
Let's go to Jackie in Pelican Waters. Hi, Jackie.
Hey, Ellie. How you going?
Jack, good. Now, I'd spoken to you off air, and I would say the thing you're grumpy old man about is me.
Yes, I love this.
You've got to get your facts straight, Bex. Come on.
All right. I'll stand corrected. What? Tell me.
Halloween is not American-based. It's from the UK.
Yeah, Bex.
It's from Guy Fawkes, right? So.
You need to research it. It's not American.
Yeah, it's All Hallows Day, basically. That's fine. But here's the thing. You might say it's not American, but it has evolved into being an American concept, a foreign concept. I mean, the fact that kids say trick or treat and all that sort of crap, like, I mean, fair dinkum. Give me
Jackie,
a spell.
Jackie, can you believe how grumpy he gets over something just gets so
me.
Innocuous?
It just really annoys me.
He sounds like my 71-year-old mother.
Yes, right.
She sounds awesome.
He is old beyond his years.
Hey, Jack, anything else that kind of grinds your gears a little bit before you go? I mean, this has been very therapeutic and educational.
I'll give you one thing.
Yeah.
When people drive a car, they've got one job, do the speed limit.
There you go, Jack. There you go.
That's what grinds my gears, most definitely.
What about not running red lights and wearing seatbelts?
There's all that sort of stuff.
One job, do the speed limit.
Yeah.
One job, save lives.
Jack,
see?
I like you. Can you call this show anytime? I feel like you've got the authority to keep Bex in line that I just lack.
Anytime, Ellie, anytime.
Fair dinkum. How did this get back to that?
Fair dinkum. Let's talk about. I'm going to sit on my porch and complain some more.
Right. Okay, get stuffed.
Oh, God. All right. Hey, well, from one Jackie to another.
Yeah. And Jackie's in town from Biggenden, which is inland from Maryborough, right?
It's a little bit further away than that.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So tell us, you're ringing up to drop your old fella in it.
Yeah, he's right here. His name is Mark.
Hello, Mark.
How you going?
Good, mate, I'm cranky Mark. About Halloween. How are you?
Well, I'm with you about Halloween, but here's another one for you. How about Valentine's Day? Isn't that American? When I was growing up, there was no Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
Yeah, load of crap.
You know what, Mark? Everyone gets their day. This is the thing. It's like it's right up there with not scoring kids' footy, as far as I'm concerned. It can get stuffed.
Guys, you realise that Christmas probably didn't originate in Australia?
Don't care. There's Christmas, you turn up and there's prawns and beer. So
because Christmas was around before Australia was discovered.
Oh, bang! Lawyered. Mark comes in from out of town, the assassin.
Dare I say Halloween probably was as well. When was the Day of the Dead or whatever it is?
Hang on, everyone. Everyone, just back up. Mark. I know you're from out of town, but I'm prepared to buy you and your wife an apartment so long as you call up every time Ellie's wrong.
No.
Just lay her out like that.
No.
If we can receive your signal when we get home, I'll do it.
Ellie and Bex. 91.9 CFM.